His date is 3/14/2005. Time now is 15:52. Returning a call to 333-7190, a telephone call that was received by Palm Beach Communications earlier this date, calling in.
Hi, this is Detective Police Department.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm returning your call. I apologize. I don't know exactly what for.
It's okay. It was an incident that occurred maybe like three and a half weeks ago with one of my stepdaughters. Basically, she was dating this gentleman, and the gentleman had introduced her to his cousin. Her name is, I don't know the last name. We've been trying to figure out her last name. She does live 2 blocks away from us.
Okay, I'm confused. So, You don't know your stepdaughter's name?
No. My stepdaughter's name is...
Okay.
She
was dating someone.
She was dating a gentleman by the name of...
Okay.
He introduced her to his cousin. Her name is... I don't know the last name because we've been trying to drive by her house because she lives 2 blocks from us, trying to get the last name off the mailbox, but there's no last name.
Okay.
All we know is that she's 18. Her name is... I know what kind of vehicle she drives. She drives a black truck, my husband says. She came over to the house, I think it was Sunday, going to go and get some clothes because she had an interview. Ended up being that they went to Palm Beach to a gentleman's house. We know he's got a two-story house in Palm Beach, and he's a gentleman by the age of 45. And Wednesday at school, I got a phone call to pick up someone who got into a fight, and she had over $300 on her. So after asking her what was going on, found out that this girl works for this gentleman in Palm Beach, and she's basically his pimp.
Okay.
You know what I mean? She brings in girls, you know, very young. They start off by giving this gentleman a massage, and he pays them. If he likes them and he thinks that they're pretty enough, he keeps them around to do other things.
Okay.
And she's been doing this job since she was the age of 16.
Clearly has.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And we've got, had called a friend of, and her mother is a witness to this, that he had basically said, I am very upset at the fact that, to her lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically said everything to this little girl that did, in fact, do things with this gentleman for about $300 or more, whatever we found on her. It was like over $300.
Okay.
Well... I wasn't quite sure if there was an investigation or if you guys had any word.
This is the first I'm hearing of it. Does not mean that our organized crime unit is unaware of it.
Okay.
What I will need, just recovering from a cold.
That's okay.
What I will need is some more information. Would your stepdaughter be willing to come in to give me to provide me with a statement?
Well, that's the thing. She got out of control after this incident happened. We thought maybe this gentleman had given her some type of drugs because... the day after, about 2 days after, her pupils were very dilated, she was very fidgety, couldn't sit still.
Okay.
So my husband and I thought maybe he had given her some drugs or this girl did. Her behavior got out of control that she ran away one day. We ended up putting...
Okay. Correct.
Okay.
Which you might have saved her life, who knows?
Yeah. So she's basically in there.
Involuntary? So she cannot just walk out?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Between my husband and I and her real mother, we had to put her in there because between over there and over here, it was out of control. She ran away from over there. She's made contact with boys and she's not supposed to, and it's ongoing, and it's boys over 18.
Okay.
So I don't know if I don't think those are kids that know this gentleman, but, you know, my husband's very disgusted with the fact that, you know, we have to ask her what's going on, and she has to lie to us and tell us it's a drug deal, and then we find out from another girl's mom that she was a witness to the fact that it was, you know,
more than that.
Yeah,
who is this other girl?
I asked her mother if she had that, you know, if she can give a statement or anything to be a witness. She said yes, you know.
Do you have a phone number for her?
I'm not
going to call her right now, but
no, I know. I didn't call her again, but let me get the other phone. Hold on.
Okay.
I know her mother's name is... I don't know if you need that information,
yeah,
too. Okay.
And she's aware of this incident?
Yes. She even called me one day because some incident happened at the school, and she had asked me if my other stepdaughter, their twins, was involved, and I told her no because we had taken her out of the school just because she was failing, and we just so it would help her out.
Okay.
Maybe it helped her out, too. Oh, jeez. I have her in my other phone. I think my husband has it in his phone. I don't know her number.
Okay.
I have
you can get me all that information.
Okay.
Is there any way, what is...
Something. I can get his information. I can get my number.
His...
Yes.
Do you know what school he goes to?
The redhead. He plays baseball. and it's his mother's sister who lives 2 blocks away from us. And it's his cousin, which is her daughter, that lives there, and she's the one that's been doing this. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I just don't know the mother's last name. My husband and I drove by there the other day to get a name.
Right.
And
don't do that anymore.
Okay.
I don't want you to put yourself.
Okay.
Because if it was me personally, I would, you know, if an opportunity presented itself,
mm-hmm.
you don't know what would happen.
Exactly.
Especially with a girl who has introduced your daughter to a different type of lifestyle. Do you
exactly.
understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So, we're going to officially put this into some type of investigation, okay?
Okay.
The one thing I would like for you to do is not discuss this matter with anybody saying that you've gone to the police.
Oh, no. It's, my husband and I were the ones that,
right.
decided to, it's either my husband finds this guy and kills him, or
exactly.
I leave it to you guys to find
him. Right. Let us do
exactly
what we need to do.
Yes.
Any information on this gentleman?
All I know is he's 45. He's got money out the yin-yang that he can do whatever with money, and he basically does this with a lot of teenage girls. This girl brings him to the house, and, you know, she says, I have a friend you want to meet. You know, you can make some fast cash. And you know, was a witness, you know, told her about this had this. And he told her that she takes girls over there, and they give him a massage. They start off by giving him a massage. If he likes them, he tells them to stay and do other things. And if he doesn't like them, he just pays them and they're off their way.
Okay, when was this that your daughter got into a fight?
When's it?
This past Wednesday?
No, it was in February.
February 2005.
Yes, ma'am.
She got into a fight at school.
Yes, ma'am. I can get you an exact date because I had surgery that morning and I had to go pick her up.
What school does she go to?
She went to... the assistant principal who handled the case,
mm-hmm.
She was the one that found, because basically when there was a fight, they search everything.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one that found over 300 purse. And it started out by saying, you know, her stories were, it was paychecks, and then it went to extra Christmas money, and then it went to a supposed drug deal, and then when we asked her what type of drugs, where was it, who was it with, she was a blank.
Okay.
And then this is when the whole, you know, had confronted her about the 45-year-old gentleman. You know what I mean? She, the one that would know his name, but I don't know if you want me to call her mother and ask her. I don't know. Do you want me to leave that to you or?
Leave it to us right now.
Okay.
We don't need to pursue anything like, you know, we don't need to jump the gun. We need to just actually plan this out. We need to get more information, get the statements, and we'll
get... I know she knows a lot of...
It's very important that we do this correctly.
Yeah, exactly. Because I don't know, you know, knowing this guy, he's probably done it since his girl's been 18, she was 16 when she started. It's been 2 years.
And somewhere near you, you said?
Yes, we live on...
Let me, before you even go any further, give me your full name.
My full name is...
Okay. And what is your date of birth? And what is your address? And your phone number is... Okay. And your daughter's full name. You did the right thing.
Excuse me?
You did the right thing.
No. Thank you.
I mean, she's not going to think so because, you know, she's a young
exactly.
girl, but...
And, you know, we keep asking her mother, because she was over there, her mother's, you know, when they come home on Friday, she goes to her mother's,
mm-hmm.
and her mother's been asking her questions, and she won't answer. But she came clean that it was a 45-year-old guy, and she went to his house.
Okay. What the date of birth? Okay. And she lives with you?
Well, we have custody of her.
And give me her mother's address as well.
Oh, geez, I need to find a face.
No, it's okay. We don't need that right now. We can get it
No,
later.
I have it right now on my planner. It's right here in front of me. I have everything out.
And what is her phone number there?
Her house number is...
No, hold on.
Okay.
No, it's not you. Okay. And currently, which is where?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think she sees obviously her twin, right?
She sees her in and out of, they have classes together, yes.
But they're not sharing the same dorm or anything?
No, they're not.
Are they close?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Do you think that she would talk to her?
You mean
about that? Right.
Well, she has, and that's what had told us about this girl doing it since she was 16, and that, you know, if the guy thinks that they're pretty enough, he keeps them and asks them to do more things and stuff like that.
Okay, who's... That's who I need.
My other stepdaughter. That's her twin.
Okay. Okay. Alrighty. Have you tried to come in to try to find out which house it's at?
No.
Okay.
You know, she's the only one that went with this girl.
Mm-hmm.
No idea where it is. Says that he's known of his cousin doing these things.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he knows of it. I'm not quite sure.
And he's okay with this.
It's like he doesn't care, but, you know, before when he was the first, he told that he hopes that I'll become friends because he doesn't want into what she does for a living.
Okay. And when does this all happen about? I think January or?
I had surgery in February. I'll tell you an exact date in February.
Because was this an ongoing thing or just a once?
It was just a one-time thing.
Okay.
Trying to find when I had surgery, if I can tell you exactly. I had surgery on the 9th of February.
Mm-hmm.
The fight happened on the 9th. She went to Palm Beach either on the 5th or the 6th of February. 6th of February because I went to go get some blood work before surgery. And when I came back, my husband said, just come and picked her up. And he even gave gas money to take because they were going to go downtown.
So you believe the incident occurred when?
On Sunday, the 6th.
Sunday, February 5th.
Yes, ma'am. Is it the 5th or the 6th?
That's what I'm looking at.
No, sorry.
No, the 6th.
The 6th, okay.
The 6th.
Yeah. And then when she got home, it was one time, Wednesday the fight happened, Thursday and Friday, the assistant principal said that she wanted it under investigation,
mm-hmm.
And then ran away, picked up some stuff, and left Friday or Thursday, one of those 2 days. Took off with some guys, don't know who it is. And then didn't come home until her mother's house until like after midnight. So she basically won't tell us who she was with that night. My husband suspects a 45-year-old gentleman, but we don't know.
So she returned when?
Like past midnight to her mother's residence.
On the same day?
Yes.
Thursday?
Well, I think it was Thursday or Friday she had taken off, left the message in the refrigerator saying, it's 1:30, I'm out of here, packed up a backpack and left. When her sister was taking a nap. And we kept calling, and then finally she picked up her mother's phone call, told her mother she'd be home between 9 and 10 and didn't show up until after midnight.
Okay. Well, hold on 1 second, and what I'm going to do is, and you feel pretty confident somewhere.
Yes, because from what I've been told,
okay, and who told you this?
This was,
okay.
I have her mother's number if you want it.
Which?
Do you need it? Okay, let me know whenever you're ready.
I'm ready. Okay. When was the last time you...
She called me last week. It was either Saturday or, I think it was Saturday.
And have you known this woman a long time?
No, not really. Just since the girls had become friends in school. She called me to let me know that an incident had happened to her daughter's locker and that she had a shirt in there that was ruined by a guy, and that she was going to press charges against the two girls, and it asked me if Amber had any part to it, and I said no. And then she told me about the house, the talk, and made it, and told me that it happened.
Okay.
You know, a good friend.
Okay. What I need to do is just establish the proper jurisdiction.
Okay.
And what I'll be doing, by doing that is I'm going to obviously need to contact, because she's the one who has the kid who knows exactly where everything happened.
Okay.
And then I have to identify, and that's going to be easy because then we'll be able to do that.
Exactly.
Okay. Alrighty. What I'll do is, let me, if you hold on 1 second, I'm going to initiate a police information report, okay?
Okay.
And there was very little information on this until I can properly identify exactly where everything's going, okay?
Okay.
So hold on 1 second.
Okay, thank you. Communications, Gable, can I help you?
Hi. Can I have a police information report number, and it's the station?
Sure, 1 second.
You want a call number or a case number?
A case number?
Okay. Okay, your case number will be 368.
Thank you very much. 05368?
05000368.
Thank you.
Okay, today.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to initiate a police information report.
Okay.
And it's going to be 05.
Oh, hold on, I'll write this down. That would help.
Okay.
05-368. 368, okay.
Okay. Now, I'm going to initiate this report, and we're going to try to establish jurisdiction on this, okay?
And what's your name again?
Okay.
Alrighty, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Let me explain to you what I'm going to do. I'm going to see if I could identify these people. The first person I'm obviously going to have to speak with is Mr.
Okay.
And since this is going to be an open investigation, because these are very serious charges, I again ask that you not discuss this with other people.
Okay.
And if they do that, you know, please refer the information, give us whatever information you have, but, because I don't want to compromise this investigation whatsoever, okay? And again, the only person I'm going to contact right now is...
Okay, and another thing, after this incident had happened, and had called, and told him, you know, things are often spreading supposedly rumors around school about her, Wednesday or Thursday, my husband's truck in the back was basically, like, sabotaged. Two of his back tires, both his back tires were loosened. And when he was on his way home, one tire flew off. So, and then whoever did it, you know, I mean, my dog, one of our dogs saw somebody running when my husband got up. He said he saw somebody running. And the dog chased him to the back, straight back to exactly in the same direction to where this girl lives.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's another bit of information that you need or...
Well, it's good information because that way I can figure out... If you can figure out what is the address, that would be tremendously a help. But I don't want to put yourself, again, into a situation where you might confront somebody, okay?
Okay.
So what avenue did you say she lived on?
See, when we passed her mailbox, she lives on... When you go down the road, she lives on the last house on the right-hand side.
I think I might be able to find... She lives on one of the last houses.
Yes, ma'am, on the right-hand side.
Okay.
It's right towards, it's exactly when you hit the dead end by the canal. She's on the right-hand side of the last house.
What would that be, east or west side? Or north, south? I'm not
North side, when you're going down that road. See, there's no numbers on her mailbox.
Right.
She's got a black mailbox, and then there's a name, and then there's, the middle letter is missing.
Okay.
So we don't know.
Do you know, what did the name sound like, or start with, or whatever?
Oh my God, my husband remembers. It started with a L or a B. No, I don't even know. All I remember is it's black, and it's got, like, these, like, silver-looking, like, letters on it, and the middle one's missing.
Okay. And I just need now your husband's name.
My husband's name is...
And he's aware that your contact
with? Yes.
Okay. All right, I will make contact. I'll also make contact with...
Okay.
Those are the only two people I'm going to be speaking with.
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.